Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh.
Get ready to hear a word
Yes. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. God, we thank you, Father, for the great and for the mighty things, God, that you have done. We thank you, God, that your word, Father God, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today. Move in these services. God, bless the hearers and the doers of your word. God, cause souls to be saved and lives to be changed. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Why don't you get ready wherever you may be and get ready to make a joyful noise. Get ready to hear the word of God. I don't know, you may be at your home. You may be getting ready to get out of your car, go into a building, but I want you to know this is a day of celebration, a day of praise, a day of thanksgiving. So why don't you, if you have a Bible, why don't you get ready to just hold that Bible up before the Most High God and just repeat after me the 127th Psalm, and it reads, beginning at that first verse, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Well, the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Well, there are set thrones of judgment, the throne of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Well, I want you to know today it is always a blessed place to be in the house of the Lord. And it just just to let us know why we want to be before the Most High God, why we want to be in the house of the Lord. At this time, we want you to get ready for the word, for the main course of this morning. We're getting ready to give you and to preach to you the unadulterated, the uncompromising word of the Lord. So in order to get you ready, I again want you to repeat after me. This is my Bible. And if you have a Bible, why don't you just hold it up and extend it up before the Most High God. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you, people of the Most High God. Come on, wherever you may be, come on and give God some praise and some glory and some honor. We want you today to know that we are not getting ready to conform the Florida Times Union. We're not going to be preaching from your favorite magazine or that bestseller that you may have read on last week, but we're getting ready to preach the Word of God, which is the bestseller that is on any bookstore shelf that you can receive of the Lord. So I hope that you have the word before you this morning. And if you don't, that's okay, because we're getting ready to preach the word of God. We're going to be coming today from Mark, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 25th verse. Mark 5:25. And it reads, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus came in, she pressed behind and touched his garment. But she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.'" Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great and the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, that word, how we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, Father, for the food that we are about to receive, that spiritual food, God, that will bring revelation. God, will bring still our faith. God, that will increase our faith. God, that will stir up our heart. God, that will give us what we need this day. Father, even as your word says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Amen and amen." Well, if I would use as a topic this morning, I would use, "Where is your faith? Stand strong and trust God." In a day and a time that we live in, we have to ask ourselves, where is our faith? Yes, there are times in our life that we go through struggles, that we go through tribulation. Yes, we go through hard times. Yes, we go through difficult times in our lives. But then sometimes we don't see the answer. The enemy don't want us to see a way of escape. He don't want us to see a way out. But I want you to know this morning, as we read the word of God, as we preach the word of God, I want you to know that Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And the word of God say, "No man cometh unto the Father but by him." The word of God tells us that he is the answer. We have to understand that he is the answer for every situation in our lives. Well, the word of God said, "To ask and it shall be given." He said, "To seek and ye shall find." The word of God said, "To knock and the door shall be open." I don't care how many situations, how many things that you have before you today, but the word of God, listen what it said. He said, "Ask and it shall be given." So therefore, we need to be able to trust in the living God, the God that has all power in his hand, the God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. The word tells us in that 5th chapter of Mark, in that 25th verse, it says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood," it telling us 12 long years, and it didn't even tell us whether the lady's name was Sally or Sue, didn't tell us whether the name was Mary, Claudette, it didn't say, but it did say that the name, it was a certain woman, and this woman had an issue of blood. I don't know what your issue is this morning. Do you have an issue of blood? Do you have a sickness in your body? Are you worried about anything? Are you distressed about anything? Are you uptight about anything? But the word of God said that she had an issue, something that was she had to contend with for a very years, and the word says, and suffer many things of many physicians. That means that she had the means to go and to see a physician. She had gone to see about the issue of the blood that was coming from her body. You don't know, or you do know, that when sometimes when people have an issue of blood, when they're losing blood, that's taking stress from their body. They're making them weak. They're making them not really want to do anything that productive because they don't feel like it. So this woman, she contended with this, not 1 year, not 5 years, but the woman contended with this for 12 long years. For 12 years, she was in this situation. And the word tells us that she has suffered many things of many physicians, and she has spent all. Come on, somebody ought to say all. She spent all that she had, and she didn't get any better. It's okay sometimes. You will feel so bad if you go to the physician, if you go to that specialist, and you give him a certain amount of money, and he cures you for whatever issue or whatever sickness that you have encountered, whatever sickness that you may be going through. But no, she had gone, and the physician was not able to cure her of the issue of the sickness that she had encountered. The word tells us that she had spent all of her money. Oh, I don't know whether or not it's somebody out there, whether it's all your retirement, whether it's all the money that you have put in the bank, was it something that you have put away for a rainy day, was it inheritance that you had? But I don't know by what means that she was living, but she had money, but she wanted to get well. Come on, somebody out there today. Somebody wants to get well. Somebody wants to be healed. And so this morning, God is speaking to our heart through this woman that had an issue. Because this woman was not the only person, is not the only person that had an issue in their life. Listen to me this morning. Listen to what I'm saying this morning. The word of God tells us that the woman didn't get any better. She grew worse. And I'm quite sure by giving her money to the physician, she didn't get any better. I'm quite sure that it disappointed her. It made her almost depressed. She was in distress because of the fact that she wanted to be made whole. She wanted to be healed. But no, the word of God tells us she didn't get any better, but she grew worse. What a feeling to be in a place wherein that you're looking to be made better, but the conditions not dictating that. So the thing that you're going through is not getting any better. After prescription, it's not getting any better. That seeing that doctor 2 or 3 times a month is not getting any better. So here, this woman, she has spent all that she had. All that she had. You know, there are times in our life that we get in a situation that we have done all that we can do. All that we can do. And the word of God says that the woman didn't get any better. But in that 27th verse, it tells us when she had heard of Jesus. Somebody hear me this morning. Somebody hear me this morning. She may have heard of Dr. Specialist, Mr. Moon, of Mr. Sunshine, or a physician, Perry, a physician. where faith is this morning. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be made whole. She had made up in her mind. She already heard about him. And she said, if I can touch his clothing, she said, I will be made whole. That's what faith is. The Bible said, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to believe it. You got to know that God, he is God. You got to know that he is the Alpha and Omega. You got to know that he is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. You got to know that he has not some power, but he has all power in his hand. So therefore, she decided, if I can touch but him, of his garment, of his clothes, I don't have to touch him. But if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She expected something to happen. This morning, you got to expect for something to happen. Miracles work at day, night. It works 24 hours a day, whatever time it is of the day, you need to expect for God to move in your life. She said, she can just touch his clothing. She said, I will be made whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body that she was healed of that plague. Instantly, miraculously, she was healed. She felt a change. Come on, there's a change about to happen. There's a change about to be manifested in your life. I don't know where you are. Come on. But you got to know that it's getting ready for a change in your life. You may be in New York, Chicago. You may be in Jacksonville or Tampa. You may be in Connecticut or whatever place that you may be. But you got to know that there is a change coming. There is a change coming. All you got to do is to believe God. All you got to do is to stand on God's word. This woman, she had the faith to believe that a change was about to happen when she touched his clothing. That's all she needed to do, is to touch his clothing. That was where her faith lies. When I touch him, when I touch his clothes, that she was going to be whole. And so it was. When she touched Jesus, come on, when she touched Jesus, she was made whole of that plague, of that infirmity, of that sickness, of that issue that she had in her life. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? In this portion of the scripture, it says, who touched my clothes? It didn't even say, who touched me? In Mark, it said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? These disciples, I mean, come on. They wasn't even in the spirit. They didn't even know what was happening. They were trying to tell Jesus, hey, Jesus, you here being pressed by all these people pressing on you and trying to get to you, and you asking a question, who touched me? It's evident believe that God was going to do something in her life, and he did. So he identified that touch, her touch, not all the people that was around about him. And this instance, this woman came there for a specific reason, a very special reason, and she got what she wanted from the Lord. And he looked around about to see that had done, to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came, come on, and she fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thou faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. This woman had a special touch in a body, a special healing, a healing that she believed God for. And this morning, wherever you may be, you have to know that God has no respect of person. Even as he touched this woman, who the scripture didn't give us a name. And to somebody, she may have been a nobody in somebody's eyesight. But to Jesus, she was a very special woman. And for that reason, we're able this morning to preach, to talk about the woman that had the issue of blood. We were able to talk about it, discuss it. We're able to build our faith this morning because someone had the faith enough to believe God. I believe this morning that it's time for us to stand on the word of God. Upon this solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. It's time for us to believe the written word. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to hear the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to know that God, he is God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one that made the trees. He's the one that made the firmament, the heaven. He's the one that made the animals. He's the one that made Adam. He's the one that created Eve. Oh, he's the one that even created Satan. But I tell you the truth, that he is the one that has dominion and power over any and everything. Oh, I know you may name all the great physicians that you may know that specialize in certain things in your life, but I know only one great physician that I can count on day and night. Oh, I'm talking about if I call him, oh my God, on the telephone, my God. And when I'm talking about when I'm calling my physician in the natural, I can try to call at 9 o'clock at night, or I can try to call at 12 o'clock or 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I can assure you that it's not gonna be a answer. You're gonna get the answer service. You're gonna get a number that you can call. You're gonna get told to go to the emergency room. But I'm telling you, when you call on Jesus, oh, he is one that will answer, oh my God, at 4 o'clock in the morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, oh, whenever there is an issue in your life, when you may be going through a situation, it may not be like the woman that had this issue. She had an issue of blood. She had a problem that needed to be dealt with. She had a problem that nobody but Jesus was able to deal with it. Oh, what your issue could be. Your issue could be with your marriage. Your issue could be with your finance. Your issue could be on your job. But I want you to know today that God, he has thing that he did. Well, last week we talked about the man that was blind, I believe, from his mother's womb and could not see, never seen the moon, never seen the stars, never played baseball, basketball, never did any of these things. Why? Because the man was blind while he was in his mother's womb. But yet, one day, come on, somebody got a day that God is going to move on your behalf. Don't get tired. Don't give up. Stop struggling and believe God this morning, because there was a day in his life that God caused his healing, his of his eyes. Both eyes were blind, and God caused the blindness to the see, and he was able to see all the things that he had missed from a child. Come on, come on. Oh, my God. Even a baby, when he could look up in his mother's face and smile, he wasn't able to do that. Why? Because he was blind and could not see. But this day, this hour, whatever situation that you are in today, don't give up. Don't get tired. Believe God's word. Stand on the word of God. Why? What are you talking about, Dr. McCoy? I'm talking about the word of God. The word of God says that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, one tip of his word will fail. What are you talking about? I'm talking about that the word does not change. Man change. Man sometimes is very flaky. Come on. They change their attitude. They change their position. Come on. You can be talking to them. They're smiling 1 minute and they're mad the next minute. Come on. What are you talking about? They're your friends today and they're your enemy tomorrow. I'm talking about a God that is able to not change. Come on. He does not change. A leopard don't change a spot. Come on. God does not change who he is. He is the Almighty God. He'll be a friend in the middle when you don't have any friends. He'll be a friend in the midst and a healer when you need to be healed. He'll be there in the midst of a storm. He'll be there for you. I don't know what kind of storm you may have in your life, but listen, listen. God is able to move on your behalf. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just believe God. When we worry, it's a lack of faith. It's a lack of confidence that we have in God. We're saying that, God, I don't really believe that you can do this. Remember Peter, when he seen Jesus walking on the water? And when he seen Jesus walking on the water, I'm quite sure that he was happy to see Jesus. He decided, I'm going to walk on the water. Come on. Come on. He decided, I'm going to walk on the water. And he began to walk on the water. Have you decided that you're going to walk on the water? He began to walk on the water. But then he seen Jesus. That's the reason why his faith was there. But when he decided to look around, somebody looking around a little bit too much, and they're taking their eyes off of Jesus. Come on. Come on now. Sit with me. Stand with me. Hear what I'm saying. Somebody is taking their eyes off Jesus. And because they're taking their eyes off of Jesus, they began to sink. That's what happened to Peter. Everything was all right. He was truly walking on the water. I've never seen a human being walking on the water. But this man, the disciple of Jesus, he walked on the water only because of him taking his eyes off of Jesus. Then when he began to say, I tell you today, hear me. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I believe I'm getting ready to close. But did you not know? Did you not read in 120th verse 5? It says that I would lift up my eyes to the hill, which cometh my help. My going to bring us closer to Jesus. When we're keeping our eyes on Jesus, we are praying. God says that man shall always pray and not deceive. The word of God said, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. When we can give our heart, our mind, our soul to Christ and total surrender to him and let God work it out on our behalf, all things will work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. Again, our topic this morning was, where is your faith? Stand strong and trust in God. This is a word from the Lord for you wherever you may be. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the word that you have given to the people on today. And Father, even as the word has been extended, I pray, God, that there is an ever-increasing faith, God, that is standing up on the inside of your people, and they're saying, no more will I not believe you, God, but forever and ever I will stand on your word. Lord, ever increase our faith on today. God, cause us, Father God, to know that you are God. Cause, Father God, your word to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. Father God, this morning, if there are any that are not saved, any do not know you as their personal Savior, any, Father God, have not said yes to your will and yes to your way. God, you said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead, you said that they shall be saved. Lord, from the north, from the east, from the south, and the west, save, deliver, make free. Save that boy, save that girl, save that man, save that woman. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Father God, do it even now. Cause this, God, to be a day of thanksgiving, a day of rejoicing in their lives. And this I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to join us on every Sunday morning here at the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center at 5045 Soutel Drive. Here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to come and hear the word of God, hear the word that's going to change your life. Call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that even that our radio broadcast and our regular service will be live every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we here with prayer from 12 to 1 o'clock. And you can come, no matter what church that you may be a member of, come and pray. Whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour, you have an opportunity to pray and to thank God for all that he has done in your life. You have been listening to Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor, founder of the Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. May you be blessed. May God's face be upon you. May you shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and in your coming out is our prayer for you.